American Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, Technical Net. Are there any stations within our priority traffic? Please call. Okay, that's very good. So, good evening, everyone. This is the American Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Radio Club, Technical Net. This net is run weekly on a frequency of 146.955 MHz, a 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club located in New Jersey. PL for this repeater is 141.3. The PL is 141.3. And the repeater output is 146.955. And, of course, the offset is minus 6 kHz. This net is conducted weekly, and it's for the purpose of having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, other aspects of the radio art, support them, desire to do things we never want to do again. We also can discuss for sale swap or wanted items. Welcome. Stations are encouraged to participate by call sign group, whether or not you have a question, comment, item, or some comment that we can understand who the needs of, and also so that perhaps draw upon you should the topic arise appropriate. So, one other thing, this net is Echolink K2 Foxtrot Juliet dash L to Foxtrot Juliet dash Lima. Checking that separately from the regular. So without any stations whose call signs begin with Alpha, call K2BAR, which is comment, combination of the things.
K2BAR, AC2GI, Rich, one question.
Gotcha, Rich. Any other alphas?
AA2WP in the mobile. Willie P, just lurking.
Hey, very good. Welcome. Other members?
Member 8, MAR. Good evening. Just listening. No questions, no comments.
And 8, MAR, got you covered. Any other members? Neck control.
Sorry, neck control. KD2 CBV. Kilo, Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor, dummy-type question.
82 CBV, kilos, but what's your name, and I got that you have a question.
Oh, you might remember me from a month ago, and a couple of other times. It's Todd, Tango Oscar, Delta Delta, East Village, New York City, with Hanley, the silent partner. I think I listened a couple of weeks ago, but didn't have the time to actually, you know, it's other conflicts, so I didn't get a chance to check in.
Okay, we got you in on the log, but we're going to go through the rest of the Novembers for anybody with a November call sign. Anybody with a ski call sign.
Good evening, Gordon. This is WA2UMP, Jim in Pearl River, and just listening this evening.
Good evening, Jim. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, November Papa Radio, Hector, with an item for sale.
Hector, we got the, you have a for sale item. Take note of that in a few minutes. Very good. Other whiskeys?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy, Washington Township, just listening this evening.
Randy, very fine. Covered. Other whiskeys?
AEK, Don, with a comment.
It's Rick in Bloomingdale with a comment.
Okay, I got two. I got Don with a comment, okay, and I have W12CN with a comment.
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Good evening, Charlie. Got you covered. Any other... Okay. Other kilos other than... What's the question? Any kilos?
KB2, TRW, Kai, Dumont. No question, no comment, just listening. Actually, I'll be mobile and portable in a few minutes, so I may not be able, I may be out of range. Back to net.
Okay, very good, Kai. I got your note about field day. I think DMR would bring it on and we can always do station. Really flexible to go to station. Or any other kilos?
Net control. AC2, UVU. Just listening. Go from Irving to New York.
Come aboard. Any other kilos? Any call signs other than one?
At control. Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee, Mike out of Dobbs Ferry.
Evening, Mike. Good to hear you. Other questions?
Control, N2 WGF Mobile in Fox.
Hey, N2 Whiskey Golf Foxtrot.
Sir, here is Jerry.
Juliet or Golf?
That's a Juliet. Juliet Echo, Romeo, Romeo.
Very good, Jerry. Any other stations wish you to check in and welcome aboard?
KD2EXB.
John Sue in Norwood.
Evening, John Sue. Good hearing you.
Heard you for a while.
Pay your attention.
No traffic, just listening.
Say that, I'm sorry.
Alrighty.
Very good. Any other station?
N2NBR.
Good evening, John.
I don't really have anything in the back of my brain at this point, I'm in northern Westchester, and it's kind of dingy looking out there. It's not much sunlight, of course, but a little bit of thunder and lightning later on. Don't know. Can't tell yet. But anyway, back to you. N2NBR.
No problem, John. Thank you. Should probably check your batteries, make sure you're charged up, know where your flashlights are, and make sure everything needs there to secure it before any bad weather comes. Alrighty. Any other stations for the net? Hey, anybody on Echo Link? W2JEK, Don? Or Balter?
K2VIR, net W2JEK. Well, we went through our early half of the year with sessions. Air will not be holding us until September. And in October, we'll have the ham fest. In September, we'll have another one. Dates at this time, because today we're going to fall back to net W2JEK.
I heard a little bits and bits, a little beat up on 40 this afternoon. Boy. Couple of days, it's been really hard.
All right.
Point. Solar flares are good. You like VHF, multi-six. Sorry, let me let the ID go. Newer, but all the benefit, maybe occasionally 10. I did hear that stations worked, West Coast. That it was somebody who worked like stations on the West Coast, from the East Coast, literally 2,000 miles. But, yeah, so is that Burke? What can I tell you? Alrighty. Anybody have any comments for Don?
Not really. I did have a couple of fellows come in. I have a license that expired. He was at the NASA technician exam there. Technician license, federal, because of getting information.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm wondering, you pull things from like the old. I remember on QRZ they had an old database, right?
I know what you mean, but I don't know that I can go that number of exams. It was alive and kicking. Back to net.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of neat, actually, to see it talking and rolling. Pretty good. Anybody have any other comments for Don? Yeah, Don?
I saw something today on the internet. I said, get yourself a ham radio. It's easy to use the device. That's the reason. Back to net, W2J.
Yeah, it's a very common prepper community. Great. Well, thank you, Don. Okay. W2NPR, Hector, you have something for sale.
And K2BAR, W2NPR. Good evening, all. Yeah, I have a little item for sale. It's a Kenwood TM-271A, Tango Mike 271 Alpha. I am the original owner. It has never been mobile. It's just surplus to my needs. Everything is with it, power cord, mobile bracket, microphone, and the radio, of course, manual and a couple of brochures, all the associated hardware, and that's the scoop. It's 100% operational. It just needs a new home, because it's useless here. $100 will take it, and this radio is 60 watts out. Your power selections are 25 watts and 60 watts out. Receive is 136 to 174. And it does have an alphanumeric display. What is the other thing that makes this radio nice is it has a front-firing speaker as opposed to one on the top or bottom. Almost don't need an external speaker with this radio. So that's the scoop. Anyone interested, you can drop me an email. My address is good on QRZ. And back to net, K2BAR, W2NPR.
Very good. Hector, do you want to post a price?
$100 locally will take the unit.
Thank you, sir.
That'd be good. I think I might be your person.
Okie dokie.
Have your number. I'm not sure you get mine, but if someone else really wants to beat me to it, I think that would be a really... Alrighty. Sir Rick, you had a comment.
Hello, K2BAR and the net. This is W2LCN. I am in the first week off from school and got a lot of things to do, but I went through a rather successful start to the first week off. We've got a Girl Scout group coming in Saturday into the school. They did an activity with straw rockets that use a little pneumatic piston and they've got elevation and windage adjustments to fire some little straw rockets, which is kind of neat, new little paint mark on a target about 30 feet away, which led to sugar rockets, potassium nitrate, and a little more amperage than necessary through a little steel wool and a slow-burning mix of potassium nitrate, powdered sugar, and sodium bicarbonate, which produces a very nice little fuse. As long as you put about 8 amps through the wire, it sparks up real nice and gets these rocket motors working properly, which led to a wonderful little purchase this week called the Jolly Logic 3, which is an altimeter that uses Bluetooth and exports the data out to your smartphone, which can be shared as a graph or as an image. It also tracks with your GPS the exact location of the test. So on the first couple of tests, it turns out that my arm is only able to throw up this small quarter size, about 17 feet, which is pretty disappointing. But it targets the altitude, as well as the G-forces for XYZ axis, which was cool, which also led me to start exploring the FunCube dongle, which I borrowed from a friend to get set up and start trying to work with the satellite tracking using the FunCube dongle, and I think it's called a, not a helix antenna, but it's something of that nature. So this has been a pretty successful start to the summer, and shortly before I left, one of the fellow teachers had given me a 6 8-amp-hour batteries inside there that are no good. However, the whole unit is 100% working. So in time, I will replace those batteries. So great start to the week, and hopefully I will be out at the field day this evening, Saturday evening, able to have some more fun. So this is W2LCN. Back over to next KQBAR.
That sounds pretty cool. Sounds very, very cool. So, how old are these Girl Scouts?
I have no idea. I have gauged it as 6th to 8th grade, and I was told yes. So that kind of gives me a clue for this rocket challenge, which is actually very nice. It's a small reservoir that'll spit out a rocket, and we use a little straw and make that up. It should leave a little paint mark on the target. The whole idea is communication. It's a little project that allows them to work quickly. I have about 2 hours to get it done. Ultimately, I'd like more time to spend, looking at some of the details of things, but for all practical purposes, this is getting girls in and working on a STEM-related engineering-type project, and ultimately, we'll have them firing a small straw-based rocket, so it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's really inexpensive. But good, good. That's really good. Anybody have any comments for Rick? Rick, did you want to add any more?
No, nothing at all. I think I've got enough stuff on my plate here, but I encourage you guys to take a look at like these things like the Jolly Logic 3, this altimeter. Just a lot of great stuff, and it all bases around radio and electronics. Even the rocket project for the kids uses a small one of those tire inflators that I plug into the car jack for there, and that provides me the solenoid enough current to fire it back and forth. So a lot of great little bits of technology out there that are just a lot of fun. And over the summer, I will be using them for different things, so it should be kind of neat. The FunCube, for those of you who don't know about it, it's a satellite that's about, it's about 1 kilogram. It's about the size of a softball, and it's, I believe, 400 miles above. It's been up for about 3 years, and it outputs all sorts of great data. So this FunCube dongle is a simple way to gather up that data and interpret it onto the computer. Really some neat stuff, but all based around ham radio, and looking forward to getting out there into the field day and kind of bringing a few of these tricks with me and spending the evening operating and playing for the most part. So back to net, K2BA.
Okay, very good. Does anybody else have any comments or ideas?
KD2CBV. I do have a question, and maybe it's for discussion comments.
Okay, Todd, I know you have a question. My question is related to Rick's topic. Okay. AC2, Rick, I think we're going to move on to Rich's, okay?
Absolutely. Take it away, Chris. This is W2LCN. Yeah, back over to you. Take it to the next question.
I just think that's a cool project and very, very cool. What you may want to do is show them what the possibilities are beyond the straw rockets, like you were saying, whether it's balloons or other kinds of rockets and the like. So, you know, I think that's really cool. So you might want to have some, yeah, even if it's just a graphic or something. Alrighty. Thank you for doing that. That's pretty. AC2GI, Mr. Rich, what's your question?
It's VAR, AC2GI. Good morning, or good evening, all. After the 10-meter net, powering down my station and all the other associated hardware for the pending different order, I powered my computer first while I was fitting an HF. I have a lot of noise coming from my monitors into my receiver. I've never noticed it because the monitors were always on, and I assume the core noise of my receiver was core noise. But and I could only hear one side of the conversation. Computer shut my monitors off, I could hear sides of the conversation. Laundry is that this is the computer that I use my CAT cable and my audio going radio. Good idea on how to try to isolate that I can cut down on the noise.
Sure. Couple of things. One is liberal use of ferrite, video cable, and the power cable for the monitors. Now, you plug the AC cord directly into the monitor, and I'm assuming it's some sort of flat panel display, or is there like a cable work?
No, they are two Dell monitors that plug 110 volts directly into them.
Okay, so the switching power supply for them is inside. So what you would do is you would take an abundance of, you know, get the largest cores you can, and run as many loops through the cores. So if, let's say, you have three or four cores, you would try to run three turns, maybe four turns. If you had the big 2-inch jobs, maybe four or five turns of the power cord through that stack of cores all at once. So if you stack the cores together and try to repetitively loop that cord through. Now, the problem, of course, is getting the connector through. And what I have seen done is power cords hacked for that purpose, to get them around there, unless you can use snap-ons and big snap-ons and get multiple turns through. I mean, recently, I had a similar problem with my RF getting into the control head, my 7000. I took a stack of snap-on cores. I literally laid them down shoulder to shoulder, and I laid the cable through, wrapped it three times through there, and then snapped them shut. That's another way of doing it. But you know, you're going to need to do that on both the video cable and the power, but I would start with the AC power line first.
All right, well, I have plenty of extra of that I don't mind to three-prong off and then put new three-prongs on. That's not an issue. Do I need to do anything on the CAT cable that controls the radio? RT Systems 6 model 53 cable, USB to the TIN serial. Is there anything on that? USB output to my signaling.
Yeah. Okay, so number one, if you're going to whack a cable, get that bundle as tight to the back of the monitor as possible. That you can actually buy 2-inch cores. You can get like chunky, like let's say for 6-8 cores, 2-inch ones, loop power cable through those stacked donuts, you know, for 5-6 times as much as you possibly can physically jam. Find a long enough power cable so you can do that. That will go a long way to tightening it up. But rule one, power up the monitor without the video cord attached to it and see how much noise you get from the monitor. Then plug in video cable, plug in the power, plug in the computer, put the computer, how much noise you get when fed by a computer. I would just step by step to see where the noise rise is and attenuate one step step at a time. So you get noise on a standalone monitor just sitting there, you know, attenuate that first. Then add the video cable quietly. Then add the video cable computer. Try to mitigate whatever that is, either video cable or going into the computer. Even have a, if you can help it, try not to do it with a permanently attached. Just get rid of all those things. Then you can add your USB, then you add your USB to those added lines. See if their introduction causes recent noise. See what you
can NBR?
John?
Back in the last century, we used to have CRTs. I presume your monitors are not CRTs, is that correct?
They're the 20-inch Dells. I have two of them side-by-side. The computer runs both screens. I noticed that when it's down, that's when the noise is.
When did the noise go away? That up is that the older monitors, I don't know about the new ones, but the older monitors had a nasty little frequency called 15,750 kilohertz. And that was the oscillator frequency to run the horizontal or vertical. Must have been horizontal operating frequency. And so that little oscillator generates an awful lot of buzz in the right place. And a lot of these monitors do not have shielded cables anywhere because they're all considered to be digital, and they figured, well, we don't need a lot of shielded cables because we're all digital. Well, that's not true, but that's another factor, too, is you may have to shield all your cables. And that's what I've run into in the past anyway. Back to you.
Okay, so Rich, let me ask this question. If you just power on the monitor, it's just its power cable, you can hear noise.
It's with everything running is when I noticed it. I have everything up and running, and I have the noise. As soon as I shut the computer down, you know, my Windows close the computer, and it goes up and turns the monitors down, that's when the noise goes away.
Okay, so what you don't know is whether or not the radiation is from the AC line for the monitor, the AC line for the computer, to measure the keyboard. I would just have, again, step by step, introduce one component at a time. We try just introducing the computer, power up the computer with no cable, keyboard, the power cable, and mitigate the noise it generates without the video connection. You could add the monitor problem and mitigate the introduction of noise as needed. What I'm trying to get you to do is step by step.
82 CBB comment.
Todd, go ahead.
First of all, I have hearing aids, and I can actually pick up all kinds of noise from these monitors and the empty thud things when you walk in the stores and so on. The other gentleman is correct. Do it cable by cable. But if there's any way to check to see if the monitor itself, standalone, is, you know, if your receiver is picking that up, then if you have that and that alone, believe it or not, a piece of aluminum in between the radio and, or a piece of metal actually, in between the monitors and the radio should, depending on the height and the depth of it, knock out a lot of the noise from the monitor to the radio. But I would go through the cable step by step first with the RF choke suggested. And because you don't have hearing aids, you can't see if the monitor itself is generating noise.
Rich, do you have a spectrum analyzer?
That was going to be my next question. Is there something that I could use to dip it out? Back to that.
Okay, so there are a couple of things. I have a device called a LISN, and the LISN is a for fine measurements of inducted noise on the AC line. But theoretically, you have a spectrum analyzer, we can plug that into the monitor port of the LISN and do that. Another way of doing it is take your AM portable radio and start walking the wire with the stuff, meaning power cords.
Okay. Right now I've started a process of trying to put more distance between any of the power cords and my CAT cables. I will definitely try to figure out step by step exactly where the noise is coming from. Fire up HRD, but it could be toggling a setting in my radio that I don't realize is making the radio louder or something. I didn't know if there was anything out there that, you know, I had to leave the radio and everything completely off and just sniff around the gears and monitors to see what it was emitting. Back to that AC2GI.
Well, you should ultimately, before you do anything, get to a point, first the computer, then the computer would monitor, and nothing else. I mean, nothing. I mean, even to the point of unplugging the mouse and the keyboard, plug them back in and launch HRD application. But, you know, things like CAT cables, things like USB cables, especially ones that go to radio, all be disconnected from not only the computer, but from the radio. Airbones.
Okay, well, that was going to be my next process. I didn't know if anybody had a shortcut or have had the experience before. Back to that AC2GI.
No, but a good chunk of that of those cores, you know, the snappable ones are the big honking 2-inch jobs. And so, but the 2-inch ones are really good because if the noise is on the AC line, run up, you can literally take, you know, a couple of yards of power cord, running through a 2-inch donut by just going round and round and round, and tuck that right close to the back of the monitor pigtail. The pigtail is basically a cordac with a bunch of loops through the cordac. Remember, don't put multiple loops through one core, then another core, multiple loops. Stack the cores, and you run line through all the cores on each pass, okay?
I understand what you're saying with that. Not a problem, Mike. We have a couple of ham fests coming up. We have, what's it, Ramapo in August and the 6th of July, right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, I'll be for the July one. We're not opposed in August. Or we're not having one this August. But... Alrighty. Thank you very much for your question. That's good stuff. KD2CBV. Todd, it's your ball.
Okay, I thank you. First, I Net Control, I'd like to apologize. I have a hearing problem. Well, I have hearing aids, okay. And I might have chucked in out of turn. I didn't realize the format of the chuck-in, so I apologize for that. The other comment, which I tried to put in earlier, although you seem to be interested in the other guy's radio, is if you do have something to sell, Fuel Day, you know, if it's not that big, might be a good place to bring it. They can see it, try it, and you might be able to sell it then. Okay, now for my dummy question, because I'm a dummy and I admit it. I also talk too much, sorry. I have a 102-inch whip and I put it on the fire escape, vertical. That worked, it just didn't work that great, so everybody said angle it, and I angled it out. And, well, again, same result. What I get is I get great performance for all of 5 or 6 miles. I get no skip wave whatsoever. I'm also 22 feet above sidewalk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this 102-inch whip and I'm going to stick it up on the roof. Quick drop. And I have a mirror mount and I'm just going to bolt it right into a wooden structure. It's a mirror mount, so the thing will be 90 degrees to that vertical. And here comes the dumb question. I believe that the counterpoise should be 8 feet 4 inches. I'm going to be operating it. I have an antenna tuner, manual antenna tuner. I'm going to use it for 10 meter because until I can figure out how to study for my general, it's hard to find good stuff out there when you can hardly read. So I'm stuck on 10 meters and I figure I'll do that in the meantime. That should be the counterpoise, about 8 feet 4 inches, if I'm not mistaken. And then if I make a loop at the bottom to tack that counterpoise down, because I'm making a vertical dipole, okay. Does that loop count in the 8 feet 4 inches, or is it the total length to where the loop starts? And anybody who has any information on this, care to educate me. Thank you so much. KD2CBB.
That's a good question. Anybody want to take a look at it?
Okay.
Go right ahead, Don.
Santa, the 8.24 Bex will be feeding right off to Dennis. I have a down plane, which is 6 radio wires, peek at the roof. Thank God it's on the edge of the house. I think there's no roof. But,
okay, and, you know, they don't all have to be resonant, and if you elevate them even as little as 5 feet, they'll work even better. I think Todd's case, though, he's in an apartment, correct, Todd?
I missed the very first part of what the first gentleman said because his audio was a little low. I'm in an apartment building. If you ever seen NYPD Blue, I'm in the building to the right of the police station, literally. And when you come up to the flat roof, come up the stairs, you open the door. Okay. That structure, it's got a, like an angled roof, you know, because it follows the stairs. So I was just going to bolt the mirror mount right at the top. So therefore, the antenna would be in the clear. And then I would just drop a counterpoise and just tack the wire down so it doesn't just blow all over the place in the wind. I had another option, but I'll leave that one for later on in the discussion. I'm not enamored of that one, but I figured if I just take the four bolts, screw it into the wood of the roof, it's right there, and the problem, it's mounted. And so, okay, I hope that answers the question.
Certainly does. I think you'll do well with that, actually. Very well. Anybody else?
Yeah, the wires I use in my counter, I have insulators on those wires. At the end of this wire, there's a piece of wire, whatever I think I'm using wire at this point, tied off to a vent pipe or whatever else is up there that wire is, well, I see, that you can get four or five at least if you can. I have originally eight on my vertical part. Four would be better. Or else a couple extra second at W2J.
Okay, very good advice, Todd. Anybody else have anything for Todd? Hey, Todd, any last comment?
My only problem is it has to be visually unobtrusive. And, yeah, sure, go ahead, run out, you know, six wires, eight wires, make them, horizontal and all that would make a great ground plane, but I really can't get away with that. That's why I'm going to drop one. I have some, I don't know, I think it's 16 gauge zip cord, you know what I'm talking about, lamp cord, and I'll use that. And I still don't know if the exact measurement should be 8 feet 4 inches. Cut it, and then when I get down to the bottom, that loop that I make in the wire, does that count? Or if I make the loop, is it the distance from the screw to that wire where it starts to loop? Is that 8 feet 4 inches? And maybe the measurement's wrong, I don't know. Or is that entire loop also count? Because I'm only going to be able to put in one. I can't put in two or three. Because I can't go climbing around on that slope roof to put one on the other side or anything. So I'm just going to try and get away with one down and hopefully a vertical dipole. And that will work and give me some skip wave. I don't want to be limited to just the 4 or 6 miles. So that's where I'm still unsure. Because when I go up there, I just want to do it. It's done. It works. That's why I'm asking all my elders.
A wise decision overall. Very good. That works. Well, thank you, Todd. Alrighty. Let's see. Any other topics for the next thing? Okay, just a reminder, Barrowfield Day at a park. And Barrowfield Day, I forget where they're located. Up at going to hot. BARA.org, Bravo Alpha Romeo Alpha.org, and you'll find all the information Saturday, Field Day, and similarly for Fairlawn Park, adjacent to one of the pavilions, at the pavilion, between the one pavilion and ball field, on the riverside of Memorial Fairlawn. Fairlawn Radio Club tomorrow night, Community Center, starting at 6, I don't know if it's actually going to be 5, but I think it's 25th or July 10th, you'll have to look at the barrel if someone happens. Sorry. One last thing, and that is, you have an email group called Comic Group. Groups, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Romeo, Oscar Group, at Yahoo. You also can find recordings of this at amateurradio.tangovictor. Anybody have any last items for the next thing?
Okay. RS Field Rescue in a park, 3rd Street. Everybody going, if you take Madison Avenue, which comes to the monument, go straight to the monument, on the halfway around the traffic circle at the monument, Fresco Avenue.
Okay, so Madison, very, very good. It should be at the Airline Club on the air station. So if you haven't been on the air in a while or you're newer, you're welcome. It should be fun. And both groups will have food, actually. Be a rain or shine event, and for all, it's amateur radio. Alrighty, anything else from anybody? Thank you very much for the little short net tonight, but that's okay. Stars flying clear for TGT Secure.
I'd like to say thank you to all and sundry, and next time I'll try not to be so annoying, and I'll try to check in properly. Thanks much to one and all. Much appreciated. Get 73 from Hanley. My guide dog is always with me, and 73 from me. So everybody gets a 146 from KD2 CBV East Village.
N2OEL disconnected.
Friday, so it's a good day. Did you get the radio yet?
get anything. I didn't even get the mount. I was supposed to get the mount yesterday for the antenna. I didn't even get that. So they said estimated time was Thursday. So it's going to come today, probably, most likely. If not today, it'll be Saturday.
Don't you get tracking numbers? I always watch my tracking number.
You know what? I didn't. But I have an inkling that the guy who sent me the real radio, the right radio, I have an inkling he waited until mine showed up.
Yeah, that's possible. It's not often you find somebody to send something out before he gets anything back. Okay, I was just curious. You're on the road a little bit later than usual.
It's my time. I'm passing the location here, your location. Clean and green for you on the Deacon. Clean and green, okay? You're good.
Oh, okay, very good. Oh, all right, so you didn't get on the air right away then.
I was listening to some jazz on WBGO. I was just relaxing here, you know, taking it easy, two things. And no traffic at all, thank God for that. By the way, I just want to commend you on that wonderful showcase of food of yours there with the steaks and the shrimps. I thought that was marvelous.
Oh, I didn't know I sent you those. I know I posted them all to Facebook, but I didn't realize I sent you that. Yeah, that was those were bacon wrapped fillets. They were very good, actually.
Oh, I know what they are, and I also like the ribeye steaks you had there. They were really beautiful.
I don't recall any ribeye steaks.
I don't know what they were. They sure as hell looked like ribeye steaks to me. They were beautiful.
Was it like 10 or 11 of them?
What were those things? They were gorgeous.
I'll have to check my email. I don't know what I sent you. You got them in an email from me?
Yeah. It came along, I don't know. I clicked on it, and all of a sudden I look down and I see all these photos, beautiful photos, man, of barbecue stuff.
Okay, that was our Father's Day barbecue. But all I cooked was fillets and shrimp. It was surf and turf. And, of course, corn, potato salad. It was the usual summertime barbecue fare. I had my niece and nephew over with their three kids.
Hey, man, you really had a nice lineup of food there. It was beautiful. Very nice. Very impressive. Well, I'm tootling along here. I'm getting off at 138th Street. You can tell I'm making very good time. How you doing up there? How you doing with the traffic? I don't think there is any traffic this morning. None down here. You've got it made. You shouldn't have a problem going across the bridge.
Yeah, there's only, right now where I'm driving, there's four cars on the road. The heaviest traffic I encountered was the construction. They've got this ongoing construction on the Merritt Parkway that they do it on the overnight. And sometimes they stop you if they gotta, you know, go across the road with some heavy equipment or something. But this week hasn't been too bad. And I'll be stopping for coffee in a couple of minutes.
But he's gonna get pulled over here, that's for sure.
Must be pretty interesting to be in Manhattan this time of the day, with the streets practically empty.
Behind me wants to make a right turn on red. There's no arrow. Gotta wait for the arrow to come along, you know, otherwise you'll kill somebody.
I hate driving in Manhattan, especially around the holidays. My son a couple of times came in from Catholic for Thanksgiving. Or was it Christmas break? It might have been Christmas break. And, you know, those, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, those are pretty big holidays in the city. And I sat through a light for seven changes. It was terrible. Worst time I ever had in the city.
I got all that. Beautiful. Yeah, I agree with you. I concur. I don't like the idea people go down and see the tree. Normally when I do that, I usually do in the late afternoon on a weekday. I used to go to the Christmas show all the time. I used to always go to that. It's too expensive now. I don't go to it anymore. I really, really don't.
I really used to enjoy that. And a lot of things have gotten to be very, very expensive. Ball games, all kinds of things. It's really terrible, you know. Especially Yankee Stadium. I mean, forget about it. It's a fortune in there now.
Yeah, family of four. Between tickets and food, it's probably $500 to go see a baseball game. Disgusting. My wife works with a woman, another teacher, whose husband is a stagehand on Broadway or down in that area. And one of the shows he was doing was the Christmas Spectacular a couple of years ago, I guess it was. And so we went down, we watched the show, and then after the show we stayed in the seats, and he came out and gave us a tour backstage. It's pretty amazing. You know, you're blown away by the show, and then you're blown away by what goes on backstage with all the animals and everything, where they house everything. It's pretty impressive. Mike, give me a minute. I'm just coming up to the mobile station. Let me grab my coffee. W2YP N1LU.
Okay, Charlie, get the coffee, and I'm sure the Godfather will be here in a few minutes.
K2GFY. Yeah, the reason everybody's so expensive is they have to pay for the players' high salaries for Yankee Stadium. Good morning, gents.
2TFY, W2YP on the FDR Drive. Okay, name is Mike. We've got N1LU, Charlie, and you're making the machine as fine style. Where are you located?
Mike, we've talked before. You're the guy that works for FOX, right? I'm the one that we were talking about Metro Media and radio. Been here in the Pine Barrens and in Waterford, New Jersey.
That goes to show where my mind is this morning. I was listening to WBGO, which comes out of Newark. And you're a little noisy this morning. You don't have that same oath as you normally do.
Yeah, I'm like I got any power at all after what we went through down here. I was in one of the counties that was real, real, real hard hit by that thunderstorm. And a lot of South Jersey, Gloucester, Camden, Cumberland, counties over in Philadelphia, Delaware County, and South Chester County. We still got, I think, best of the thing was we still got 200,000 people without power down here. At least I got power.
Good for you. Very good. Very, very good. You know, it's funny. I was going to ask somebody about that, how they send with the high winds down there. My God, how do you do with those high winds? How did it pan out for you?
Came out pretty good. My tower, my 50-foot tower, is still standing. Obviously, we had a couple of trees snapped down along the tree line in the back, but we got by with very little damage. We lost power for about 8 hours. The storm came through at 6:30, and we were without power till about 2 a.m, and then cable was out for 2 or 3 days, and came back on today, and then went back out. So I don't know what they're doing about that, but we actually were the lucky ones, because there are people that will not get their power back on until late Saturday afternoon, possibly Sunday. And, it was snapping telephone poles down in Gloucester County, and it whipped a car over in Deptford Mall, and buckled some of the cement walls. It was crazy down here. It was only about a 45-minute storm, but man, you felt it, and when it was over, it left a lot of damage. Okay, did I fade out into oblivion? Did you hear anything I said?
Not that. I'm driving under Gracie Mansion. I got all that. I'm just coming out of Gracie Mansion. I didn't get a chance to tell you I was driving under the overpass here, the FDR Drive. I just came out. But, yeah, that's interesting. Let me see if Blue is here. I mean, not Blue, Charlie. N1LU, W2YP, and leave it open for KD2POR, Rocky. I'm sure he's listening. Go ahead.
Just got in the car. Let me just eat my snack, and I'll be with you. I want to see if Rocky's around. KD2POR, N1LU.
Yeah, good morning, guys. KD2POR.
2-9, forgot to set his alarm clock last night. I'm running a little late. Be at the shop in a few minutes. KD2, be alarmed.
Hope you don't get in trouble with the boss.
I already called him up. He said it was fine.
Okay, very good. N1LU Mobile. Go ahead, Mike. I'll be back in a minute. Let me just finish this this bar that I'm eating.
Hey, I don't know if you guys copy me over there, but I'm just getting off the exit now. So you were telling me your tower survived okay, right?
My tower was fine. It was a little bit touch and go there, but man, I'll tell you, I looked at the backyard and the trees were literally at a 45-degree angle, and we got off light compared to some people. Like I said, some people down here won't even have their power until late Saturday, maybe Sunday. I think there's 90,000 people in Delaware County, which is on the other side, on the back side of Pennsylvania, without power. I believe South Jersey, there's 200,000 people who still don't have power. And it wasn't a pretty picture for a while down here. And they claim that they weren't tornadoes. They claim that they were just straight line winds. And, boy, I'll tell you, big trees were coming down into houses and all sorts of things.
You're not in a mobile or anything like that, are you? I mean, I know you're at the house, right? You're at the house at the Pine Barrens there?
At the house. I've noticed that the signal is a little bit down on the meter this morning, so maybe I don't have good band opening or something. I was hoping for it to be higher, but I apologize if it's a hard time copying me, but I got to work with what I got.
I didn't recognize you. I didn't recognize you at first, and you're only hitting at about 40%, so I'm picking you up with no problem at this particular time. I'm on York Avenue here at 67th Street. Charlie's munching on a bagel. I don't know what he's doing over there. Good morning, Rock. Nice to hear you on. And people with their bicycles are going the wrong way, of course, like every other morning. The bike people, the bicycle people, and N1LUW2YP. And you're getting really noisy now. You're really getting down. I think the band condition that I think the band conditions are changing. Time to say goodnight, Gracie. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I was waiting for the tide to come back in, hoping he could get a little drunker.
You're only doing about 25%. I could a little longer, and I'm not going to be able to actually recognize what you're telling me. You still copy, but I'm parking my car right now. Hold on.
All right, I'm back. N1LU Mobile.
82 BOR.
N1LU Mobile. Good morning.
Yeah, I don't know what happened last night. I tossed it and turned, and I woke up. I listened to the whole TechNet. I think by the time I fell back to sleep, I just didn't hear the alarm. I don't remember if I shut it off and went back. I don't know. I don't remember anything. Hard day yesterday.
I've been there, done that. I've gotten up on a weekday, thinking it was a Saturday, and went back to sleep.
What are you going to do? Just firing up my computer. I'm not too busy today, so that's a good thing.
But you sound nice and rested.
Yeah, I think the old body needed a couple extra hours. I didn't even get 2 sips of coffee to get down. Let me take another sip.
Yeah, for the next 10 days, I won't be seeing my wife for dinner unless I go up there and bring something. Once in a while, I'll grab maybe a wrap, chicken salad wrap, bring it up to her, have dinner with her up there. While selling fireworks.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Mike about that yesterday when I was listening. Well, she makes some good money, so what are you going to do?
I tell you, it's long hours, but she loves it. She enjoys being out in the sun. When there's no customers, she reads her book, or
for her Kindle. So she's in, she's or plays Candy Crush. She's in heaven over there. I don't know what kind of sun she's going to get today.
Well, that'd be easy, Your Honor. I don't know if she's under a tent or got covering over her head, but as long as we don't get any rain.
She's in sort of a small parking lot, and the owner of the parking lot has a building there where they're getting their electricity from to run their calculator and credit card machine, and she can go in the building. If it rains or if it gets too hot, it's air-conditioned. There's nobody in that. It's like an office space. There's nobody in there right now, so she can go in there and get out of the rain or get out of the heat if she has to.
Hey, very good. I got nice and cool here this morning. I feel humidity, but at least it's cooler.
Yeah, I had 69 degrees in Greenwich on the Merritt. Now it's up to 75.
N1LU, KD2BOR. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, Steve. You saw it on the, I don't know who was on the group. You know, Steve was going away today.
No, I didn't happen to catch it. Was he going on vacation or going to jail?
He's going somewhere. I forgot. Said he's leaving today. I texted him yesterday and said, have a good vacay. I don't know if it's Greenwood Lake or where he's going. He told me in a text message, but I don't remember.
I know he seems to like Lake George. You think it's there?
You got my last Cupid doll. Yes, Lake George. I couldn't remember that one.
Tell you, some of these limo drivers that drive these big SUVs, you can tell they're limousines because they look like they're part of the presidential entourage. Some of these guys are really lousy drivers. I had one guy just swerve in front of me. I guess he didn't know if he wanted to go left or right.
Yeah, I heard Bill in there before when I got in my car, but his conditions were fading off real bad.
Yeah, he was talking about some damage down there by some storm. I don't know which one he got that was that bad down there.
Oh, a mutual friend of mine works for public service, and a lot of the guys from up here had to go down there. He said they had a real bad storm. Part of down there is public service also. It's like split when you get down to the end of Jersey. I forget what the other one might be, Jersey Central Power and Light. But he said he was off the Tuesday because he had to take his son for a knee, some procedure on his knee. He said a lot of guys went down to South Jersey.
KD2BOR N1LU. I guess Mike went in. Yeah, South Jersey seems to get hit a lot when we don't. That must have been the remnants of Bill. That dumped some rain up here. It must have been a lot worse down there.
I have not been watching any TV lately at all, so I can't tell you. I didn't even see anything on the front page of the Star Ledger.
Don't mind me, I just needed a sip of my coffee. A little bit heavy traffic down here today. Got a couple of slow-moving trucks that are not helping matters any.
I'm still trying to wake up this morning.
Little tip. I don't know how much you drink water or like it, but I try to drink. I've been doing it for the last week or so, and it really does help. I drink two glasses of water in the morning when I get up. It's tough getting them down because I'm not really that thirsty. But I force down a whole 16-ounce bottle of water early in the morning before I leave the house. And it really helps to rejuvenate and revive me. They say it's good for your organs. It gets all your organs going because they've kind of gone dormant while you're sleeping. So that's just a little tidbit there. We got a guy at work that drinks lemon juice every morning.
Oh, I despise water in the morning, but you have to use it. Oh, that's one thing I cannot do, Charlie, is drink water the first thing in the morning.
Well, I have to take my thyroid medication, so I use the first 8 ounces to wash that down. And then I'll walk around, I'll, you know, take care of some chores that I have to do before I leave. And then I'll go back and I'll drink the other 8 before I leave the house. But it really has been it has been helping.
Yeah, I found a nice amp on eBay.